NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast, Thursday morning, May 7th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. First up.
Rock Breaks, Trilogy Metals, Inc., NYSE American, NT, NEQ, Wellis's, Alaska, Land Transfer, supporting Ambler District Development. Trilogy Metals, Inc. welcomed the U.S. Department of the Interior's decision to transfer federal land in Alaska, supporting infrastructure development. The move could aid the Ambler Road project and advance mineral exploration in the Ambler Mining District. Trilogy Metals holds a 50% interest in Ambler Metals LLC, focusing on the Upper Kobuk mineral projects in northwestern Alaska. South 32 has a joint venture with Trilogy Metals, aiming to develop the Ambler Mining District into a premier copper producer.
Mission Iry News Breaks. Energy Fuels Inc. NYSE American IUQUU reports. Q1 results highlights $956.60 million in working capital, $36 million in revenue, $8.30 million in cash from operating activities, and a reduced net loss of $10.80 million. The company produced 790,000 pounds of finished U308 and is advancing uranium, REE, and mineral sands development initiatives across its portfolio.
Rock Breaks, Trilogy Metals Inc., NYSE America, NYSE America, TMQ reaches key milestone at Arctic Project. Trilogy Metals Inc. reaches a key milestone at its Arctic project in Alaska's Ambler Mining District. The company's joint venture, Ambler Metals LLC, has officially started federal permitting for the high-grade copper deposit. With copper demand rising due to various industries, this project's estimated average grade of approximately 5% copper equivalent sets it apart. The deposit's polymetallic nature further strengthens its economic viability.
Gold comes under pressure as Iran tensions strong dollar cloud outlook. Gold faced downward pressure, dropping 2% to $4,521 amid rising tensions in the Gulf and a stronger U.S. South dollar. Platinum Group Metals Limited NYC American APLG remains focused on long-term market drivers despite short-term fluctuations. The fundamental picture for gold is clouded by these factors impacting its potential for price gains.
Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. begins drill mobilization at flagship Murdoch Mountain Project. Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. has commenced drill mobilization at its flagship Murdoch Mountain Project in Nevada. The 2026 program aims to enhance continuity, thickness, and grade of the Meade Peak Zone. The company's focus on organic phosphate aligns with the demand for raw phosphate rock in organic agriculture. With site readiness completed, the exploration target ranges are conceptual, pending further drilling. Rock Breaks. PowerMax Minerals, Inc. secures option to acquire 100% interest in Hopkins Rare Earths Project. PowerMax Minerals, Inc. secures an option to acquire a 100% interest in the Hopkins Rare Earths Project in Northern Ontario, encompassing 5,900 hectares. The project, located within the Clay Howells Alkalic Rock Complex, shows potential for rare earth mineralization. This move aligns with the company's strategy to expand its REE-focused exploration portfolio in North America.
Canemera Energy Metals Corp. advances its ionic clay strategy in Brazil as the global rare earth supply chain undergoes a significant shift. The company's focus on exploring ionic clay deposits outside of China aligns with the growing need for diversified and resilient supply chains in Western markets. Rare earth elements are crucial for various high-growth sectors, including electric vehicles, wind turbines, and defense systems. Realoys receives Department of War memorandum on securing domestic heavy rare earth supply ahead of 2027 deadline. Realoys receives a Department of War memorandum highlighting the need to secure domestic heavy rare earth elements before the 2027 Chinese origin rare earth material ban. Dysprosium and terbium are identified as critical elements, aligning with Realoy's plan to build HRE processing facilities in North America. The company aims to establish a sovereign HRE supply chain with zero China nexus, meeting the Department of War's defense strategy.
MilliporeSigma Sigma builds on its legacy as a biotechnology leader in Temecula. MilliporeSigma Sigma has solidified its position as a biotechnology leader in Temecula since 1989, growing its site into a hub for advanced biomedical and biotechnical manufacturing. Recent investments, like the Hub Organoids acquisition and a new organoid development lab, demonstrate their commitment to cutting-edge research. Beyond biotech, MilliporeSigma Sigma actively supports local education and community initiatives, showcasing a long-term dedication to the Temecula area.
XYME opens EV development facility in Germany as it targets European market. XYME has established an EV research and design center in Munich, Germany, signaling its aim to enter the European market. Led by former BMW executive Rudolf Dietrich, the facility is focused on adapting Xiaomi's vehicles to European safety standards and consumer expectations. The company plans to debut in Germany in 2027, with ambitions to become one of the top five global automakers.
Network news breaks. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc. initiates first commercial manufacturing order for preservative-free ketamine. NRx Pharmaceuticals has initiated its first commercial manufacturing order of preservative-free ketamine in preparation for potential approval under the Generic Drug User Fee Act in summer 2026. The order follows stability data from multiple registration batches and a successful third-party manufacturing audit.
Mission IRAR News Breaks. G Mining Ventures Corp. reports Oko West project progress on schedule and on budget. G Mining Ventures Corp. announced that its Oko West Gold project in Guyana is progressing as planned, with construction nearly 20% complete and $292 million spent. The project is on track for its first gold pour in the second half of 2027 and commercial production in January 2028.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.